Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
If you've missed any of our show, you can listen to the audio archives anytime you want at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section and you'll see this week's show. And off to the right, you'll see audio archives. They're little MP3 files you can download and stream or however you want to do it. We're talking specifically about all the things you need to do to protect yourself online. And you can find all of those resources at datadoctors.com as well. If you just, again, click on the radio show section. Before we went to break, we were trying to... Did we verify we have a clean connection to Mike with his backup question? Mike, are you with us?
I'm right here.
Oh, that is a beautiful, beautiful signal. And what can we do for you, Mike?
Hi, guys. I'm thinking of mechanisms to back up my system and my wife's system.
Uh-huh.
She runs a tower, a Dell Dimension tower, and it has a CD burner.
Okay.
I run off of a laptop connected wirelessly.
Okay. Well, there's two things. Let's just kind of start from the top. There's two things you want to think about when it comes to backup. Do you, A, want to back up just your data, or B, do you want to back up the system so that you can easily and quickly replace the whole system if the primary hard drive fails?
Both. My motivation is because my laptop hard disk recently died. Unfortunately, I had a new one, and so I was able to resurrect it.
Well, when you say resurrect, did you have to go through a lot of restore of files and things and reinstall?
Yeah.
Did you have to reinstall a bunch of programs?
Reinstall a bunch of stuff.
Right, okay.
It was an alpha particle or something that blew out a particular critical file on the original hard disk on the laptop so that it wouldn't boot, but the data files are still there.
An alpha what?
Alpha particle.
An alpha particle.
Yeah, that sounds accurate.
Well, yeah, the alpha particle won't work unless you've got the beta
particle effect.
Yeah. Well, if you have the beta particle to go with the alpha particle, then the alpha beta particle goes
the delta particle.
Anyway.
Okay. So here's the thing. We've been helping people with their backups for, I don't know, 17 years. Here's the thing that we've never been able to overcome. People are lazy. They forget. They do it in the beginning, and 3 months later, they stop doing it.
Uh-huh.
And that's really what you have to really think about in the case of your backup. CD burners are fine for backing up. You can get up to 670 megabytes of data per CD.
Well, so if you want to back up your entire system, that's probably not a great choice, but it is at least better than nothing.
Well, see, that's what I was thinking of. Maybe I should get a tape drive, and that's a third unit on the hub, and
that
can take 20 gigs or something.
Yeah, well, tapes also, unless you're a corporate entity, tend to be very expensive and probably not cost-effective for these huge hard drives now that we have.
The lower-cost tape drives that you get aren't going to do a very good job, and the really, really expensive ones are going to probably be out of your price range.
So here's two things that we started implementing for our customers a while back, and we found it to be very, very successful. One is there are a whole bunch of different services out there that will allow you to do what's called an off-site or a web-based backup, where it'll actually, your machine on a regular basis, predicated on you having a good, solid internet connection.
There's no way we're sending these data to the off-site site.
Okay, if you don't, and they're all secured and all that, but a lot of people have that same issue. So, we produced a product a while back that we call the Data Vault. Data Doctors Data Vault. Yeah. And what it does is it plugs into a USB 2.0 port. It can go into the old slower ports as well, but it just takes a lot longer to back up. But it plugs in, and it's got special software and a whole system that's set up to make an exact copy of the computer's hard drive that it's connected to.
But not just once. It does it every night, and it does it automatically. You don't have to do anything other than leave your computer on.
And leave the Data Vault on. Or you can set it up to do it once a week or so on and so forth. And the cool thing about that is it basically all that nightmare you went through to reconstruct your computer, you wouldn't have to do that. You'd literally just replace the drive with the bad alpha particle.
Well, I don't know what caused
it. No, we're just having fun with it. And so you put the new drive into the laptop or desktop, whatever it is, and then we have special software that will actually put that image that you have on the Data Vault back onto the computer, so then all of your printer settings, all of your favorites, all of your address books, everything's exactly the way it was you had it before.
So it's like it the event never occurred.
It basically allows you to go back to the future.
It's like the 88-mile-per-hour DeLorean.
It's got 1.28 gigawatts, is it?
1.21 gigawatts.
21, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, we're 28 now.
I don't know.
128 gig?
No, gigawatts, from the movie.
Oh, I think we have like 80 gig and 120 gig and 400 gig if you want.
Yeah, they go up to 400 gig. Now, all you have to do is get one that's big enough to handle your data. A lot of people have big drives, like a 120 gig drive, and they might have 30 gig of data on there. So you can actually get like an 80 gig data vault.
Uh-huh.
Or something like that.
Is this basically a hard disk then?
Correct. It's an external hard drive with an automatic system that will make an exact image of that hard drive almost, every night if you wanted to.
Okay, so what are your thoughts on tape drives being a third-party thing?
Well, the tape drives, here's the problems with the tape drives. The image capability is a little more cumbersome. So, like, if your hard drive crashes...
Uh-huh.
You still have to put a new drive in. You have to load Windows. You have to load the tape software. Then you can restore the tape. So it takes a lot longer. Plus, the tape drives, and these big tape drives, are about the same price as a data vault, and they're nowhere near as easy.
Way more.
Well, if you get the really big ones.
For a good one that's going to actually work and do the job, you're going to spend upwards of probably $800-$900 for a good tape drive that actually is going to work. Plus tapes, plus cleaning cartridges, plus all these things, and then they're still way slower, and then you still don't have a complete image.
And see,
that's a third option. I was thinking either burn the CDs or the tape drive, and you're telling me, just plug in a hard disk.
Now you can't just plug in a hard drive because there are a lot of companies that sell external hard drives with like special software to do this stuff, but it doesn't do the imaging. And it doesn't have a disaster recovery plan as included as part of the system.
So the imaging goes all the way to the boot sector and so forth?
Correct. It's actually a bootable drive. You could literally take the hard drive out of our data vault, plug it into your computer, and boot up to it.
Or if you had a newer computer that supports booting to USB devices, you can actually boot right up to this thing and run your computer like nothing happened with the dead drive still in.
Okay, so I'm running Win2K on my laptop, and the wife is running WinXP.
Mm-hmm.
My laptop and then her
Well,
tower.
In order for the data vault to work, you'd have to have one for each machine. There's no way to have the one data vault do both machines.
Well, that's going to be my next question. Is that still we can't have one consolidated image?
No, yeah. you really can't because they're two separate machines. You can't have it easy and consolidated. Does that make sense? There are ways to consolidate your backups between the two, but it takes a lot more sophistication. What we were trying to do is find something that was brainless, easy, consistent, and then because it's a service that we provide, the product itself provides a service, but we're also there because we're a service company. Our product actually comes with, you just bring everything to us and we take care of it for you at no charge when something happens. So, if you want a full package like that, that's what that's for. If you want to do piecemeal backups, then CD-ROMs, offsite backups, those kinds of things.
Like data files.
Yeah, just your datas, right. Just like all your My Documents, all your pictures. By the way, in our data recovery labs, we're seeing an enormous number of people coming in because they forgot that they had 10,000 digital photographs on their computer. And now
that's one thing.
And now they're spending thousands and thousands of dollars to get their data back. And those pictures are priceless. They got to have them back. So the data vault eliminates all that.
By the way, Mike, just a little side note, that online backup solution that you're kind of afraid of because you don't want to put your data somewhere else.
Go ahead.
Now, let me just tell you, that service is what, the HIPAA requirements now that are in place because of doctor's offices
and
things?
I know HIPAA very well.
Yeah, those online backup services meet those requirements.
So from a security standpoint, it's as secure as anything that you're going to see out there.
Well, yeah, except that then we have a MasterCard incident.
Well, your data, the thing is, the difference between the MasterCard incident and your data on an offsite backup system is, let's face it, your group of data is nowhere near as appealing as 40 million credit cards. to diminish your data, Mike, but, who the heck is Mike? Hackers don't go after stuff that they don't know about. In other words, they have to know the target, or else they don't waste their time.
Those pictures of your kid around the pool,
yeah.
They're important to you and valuable to you, but probably, other than your family, not anybody else.
But again,
I'm pretty sure the wife would be much more confident with a local storage, shall
we say. Yeah, well, if you have it on your own. And the other cool thing about it is if you go on vacation or something, you can put it in your safety deposit box. There's all kinds of things you can do with this thing. Plus,
So this is like a data vault, and we buy this, and we plug it in.
It's a one-time thing, right.
Automatic backup. It
right.
does this thing.
Yeah, if you just call or stop by any of our locations, they can explain it to you. Because it's really, you got to think about all the parts, and that's kind of what we did on this. Because every other backup system that's out there, there's too many points of failure. People forget to do it. They don't replace the tape. The tape drives. Here's what happens. People forget to replace the tape, and they just assume it's backing up. They never check the tape. So then they bring the tape into us when they're having their hard drive crashes. They say, I've been backing up. Here's my tape. And we look at it, and it says, yeah, the last time you backed up was 1946. Your automatic backup wasn't working because nobody was checking it.
Okay, so I could buy this data vault, plug it into my wife's USB, and at least her... And as long as she keeps it on, it would update that accordingly.
Right. Actually, the price that you pay actually includes free installation, setup, configuration, all of that, so that you know that it's working perfectly.
Okay.
All right. So.
Alrighty.
Yeah, just call one of the stores if you want to learn more about that. But we're actually going to do a whole. This is a great subject, and thanks for your call, Mike. This is one of those things that affects everybody, and we see it every day in our data recovery labs. And no matter what we've come up with. There's just not has until we came up with this combination of products and services, we just couldn't find an elegant solution that worked for everybody because people forget.
It's the closest thing to one size fits all we could do.
Or the CD got left out in the sunlight. It's no good anymore. You know,
yeah,
all
scratched.
Stuff. Yeah,
that only holds nothing anyway.
It's very bad.
Very silly.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick final break. When we come back, we got more of your calls and questions. And up next, it's Carl. Who wants to know the difference between one thing and another thing? And we're going to solve that problem right here.
One thing and another thing.
Yeah, we're going to solve it.
Ooh,
if
I can't
that
wait.
Didn't get you turned on,
ooh,
I don't know what will.
What a cliffhanger.